This is Fresh Air. Two women have recently released albums covering songs made famous by two men. The first is called Standing in the Doorway. Chrissy Hynde sings Bob Dylan. The other is The Waylon Sessions, in which Shannon McNally sings songs associated with country singer Waylon Jennings. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that in very different ways, McNally and Hynde, the lead singer of The Pretenders, are finding new things in old songs.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire.
Standing in the Doorway, subtitled Chrissy Hynde Sings Bob Dylan, is a lockdown project, one of those rare gifts of art in the wake of the pandemic. Chrissy Hynde says she and Pretenders bandmate James Walborn, separated at the height of COVID, recorded the songs by exchanging messages over their phones, and the collaborations were later mixed by producer Chad Blake.
I was in your presence for an hour or so. Or was it a day? I truly don't know. The sun never set and the trees are low, by the soft and shining sea. Do you respect me for what I did, or what I didn't do, or keeping it hid? But I lose my mind when I try to get rid of everything you see. In the summertime, whoa-oh, in the summertime, in the summertime.
That's In the Summertime from Dylan's 1981 album, Shot of Love. There doesn't seem to be any guiding theme or framework to Hynde's song choices, which tend toward lesser-known work. But there's no superfan obscurity or hipper-than-thou grandstanding, and there isn't a false note on this entire album.
Just a minute before you leave, just a minute before you touch the door. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Do you think we could just talk about it some more? The streets are filled with vipers who've lost all ray of hope. It ain't even safe no more in the past.
Hynde sings every song as though she's telling you about experiences she's had. The dry bitterness that can overwhelm some of these compositions when Dylan performs them ripens into a more lush atmosphere here. The deeply beautiful 7 minutes Chrissy Hynde spends singing Standing in the Doorway seem to tell the story of a woman's entire life.
I'm walking through the summer nights, the jukebox playing low. Yesterday, everything was going too fast. Today, it's moving too slow. I got no place left to turn. I got nothing left to burn. Don't know if I saw you, if I would kiss you or kill you. It probably wouldn't matter to you anyhow. You left me standing in the doorway crying. I got nothing to go back.
Waylon Jennings' body of work would seem to be one of the least likely inspirations for a woman to seize upon. Jennings spent his career pursuing an outlaw romantic ideal that demonstrated little comprehension of female wants and desires. Yet Shannon McNally has recorded an album that rearranges the molecules of Jennings' music, turning his tales of cowboy machismo into the stark declarations of a woman taking control of her life.
This time, if you want me to come back, it's up to you. But remember, This time will be
That's Shannon McNally setting firm boundaries before she'll take back a lover who's treated her badly in the past. McNally isn't, strictly speaking, a country singer. She's also recorded an album covering the songs of the New Orleans pop writer Bobby Charles, and she resides at the arty end of the country neighborhood, sometimes working with that ultimate art country auteur Terry Allen and his Panhandle Mystery Band. Here's McNally doing Black Rose, a Billy Joe Shaver song whose best recording, until now, was done by Jennings.
Way down in Virginia, among the tall grown sugar canes, lived a simple man and a Dominica hen and the rose of a different name. Well, the first time I felt like it, I was standing
Like Chrissy Hynde, McNally doesn't take on the prickly persona of the man who first recorded these songs. They both used the structures the men built to create their own, in some cases, far more complex, rich, emotional spaces.
Ken Tucker reviewed Standing in the Doorway, Chrissy Hynde sings Bob Dylan, and Shannon McNally's album, The Waylon Sessions. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how the right has mobilized against the teaching of critical race theory, the study of systemic racism, leading to the ousting of school board members accused of supporting teaching it and the drafting of legislation to ban teaching it. My guest will be NBC reporter Tyler Kincaid, who has been investigating the people, money, and strategy behind this new conservative movement. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering today from Mike Villers. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Sam Brugger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Kayla Lattimore, and Joel Wolfram. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Seth Kelly directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, when the pools of tears beneath my feet flood every newborn seed, there's a dying voice within me.